went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. And if you have questions and want to get a hold of me, the best way to do that is to call my cell phone. My cell phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. That is my cell phone. 99 times out of 100, I will be the person answering the phone. So if you have a question and you really want to get it answered, all you have to do is pick up the phone. I'll be the one answering it. You can ask your question, and I'll be sure to answer that question too. If you want to email me and be a little bit more cryptic, you can send me an email to docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick at spineboy.com. It would be my pleasure to answer your questions via email. Please do not text me, as my phone does not receive texts. So if you try to text me, you're never going to get a response because I will never get the text. Again, the best way would be to call me, or you can email me. And I appreciate your being here. The show is called When Your Health Matters. It's not up to me when your health matters. It's up to you when your health matters. And the sad part is more and more people are developing health issues that are very much preventable. The challenge is they're not finding them out until it's a little bit late in the game. Their doctors, unfortunately, have somehow forgotten how to think. If they can't squeeze you into the box that they think it is, then they really don't know what to do. I've had a litany of people call me recently where the doctors either can't find anything wrong for things that are blatantly obvious, or they don't know what to call whatever it is that the person has. And I just find that a little bit frustrating for the patient, as I'm sure the patient finds it frustrating. Because they're not getting the kind of care that they need. They're not getting the kind of understanding that they need. They're not being given back the ownership of their body the way that they need. And I just find that a little bit upsetting, disheartening, and I don't think that that's what should be going on. I mean, we have lots of technology. We have been doing healthcare for quite a long time, and we have lots of wonderful different techniques that help us to restore and rebalance our health. And yet more and more people continue to die of heart disease. That doesn't seem to be getting any better. More and more people continue to come down with cancer. That certainly isn't getting any better. More and more people develop diabetes. That definitely is not getting better. And as a result, people develop these chronic health concerns. And it's upsetting that our birthright is to be healthy. We were given that birthright by our Creator. And we all have the right to be healthy, and yet nobody knows how to exercise it. So I'm glad you're here with me. Again, this show is called When Your Health Matters. We're going to go through another show for you discussing specific topics. And the man that's in studio with me today, the man that's behind the scenes, he's the guy that puts together the topics. He's the guy that puts together the questions to help create clarity for you based upon the topic that we discuss. His name is Mark Sabin. He's a wonderful father. He's an interfaith minister. He's the man that married and was the officiant at my wedding between me and my wife. He's a marketing expert. He's a Tai Chi master. He's an all-around good guy, and we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thank you so much, Doc Rick. It is once again such a pleasure to be here to have this conversation with you. And today I wanted to talk to you sort of in a broad way about what the topic of healing is, because really healing is not purely a mechanical process. There are many aspects to what transpires when you're healing. And so does healing actually mean the same thing as curing?
Well, heal means to become sound or healthy again, and that is an important understanding. The word cure means to relieve of a symptom of disease or condition when used as a verb. Synonyms for cure are restore to health, make well, rehabilitate, treat successfully. The challenge is the verbiage within the rules of the insurance. The insurance rules state the following, you know, care that seeks to prevent disease, promote health, prolong and enhance the quality of a person's life, is not considered medically necessary and is therefore not a covered service. So healing in the insurance industry rules is not a responsibility of the insurance company, and they have no interest in seeing someone be healthy, get healed, or cure anything. In fact, the word cure in the healthcare industry is illegal. You as a doctor, meaning me and other doctors, can never claim you cured anything. And the search for a cure in all the cancers and all the heart's disease and the diabetes, etc., honestly is a bunch of crap. There is a mandate against curing anything because it would threaten the industry of healthcare itself. And when you think about that, Mark, it's pretty screwed up. It points to the profits over people mentality against humanity. It's immoral, it's unethical, and it's a pretty sick notion, don't you think?
I mean, hold on a second, because, I mean, what you're saying is that health has nothing to do with our healthcare system.
Right. Health is the opposite of our healthcare system. Our healthcare system is actually misnamed. Mm-hmm. Okay, and we've talked about this many times before, and you'll appreciate it, and you'll remember that we have. We have a sickness care system.
Yeah.
We care for sick people. We don't help anybody be healthy. And in fact, well, I just said the insurance rule is anything that is above a symptom is not the responsibility of your health insurance.
So if you are actually a healthy individual and trying to maintain your health, other than an annual physical, there's really no help that you're going to get from the healthcare provides those that you have from your insurance.
Right. Your insurance won't pay for you to go in for a routine wellness visit after you've had your initial checkup. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Medicare is interesting because, you know, you listen to all the political pundits talking about, you know, from the Democratic perspective, they're trying to have the universal Medicare system
right,
that applies to everybody. The challenge with Medicare is somebody who works with Medicare patients is the fact that Medicare will never pay for an examination.
What will they pay for?
They will pay for treatment once you've determined what the problem is, but they will not pay for you to figure out what a person's problem is.
This is that. I mean, it's so odd because I know that your approach to healthcare is so utterly different than what we're talking about in terms of the healthcare system.
Right.
Because you deal with people who may not even be symptomatic. I mean, I know this because I've seen you oftentimes just to maintain my own health. And I might have some minor thing going on. Maybe it was an ankle that I sprained months ago or something. And you will sit there and do something that actually helps relieve whatever it is that I'm dealing with and right. bring me back to health. But that's not something, if I went to a doctor the day I sprained my ankle, they'll say, oh, let's wrap it up and here's some anti-inflammatories.
12 weeks of physical therapy and all of that. And because at the end of the day, again, the insurance company rule is care that seeks to prevent disease, promote health, prolong and enhance the quality of a person's life is not medically necessary. So there's a unspoken rule within healthcare, if you are a healthcare provider, that you actually want to treat the disease.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to cure it. You don't want to fix it. You want to, quote, manage it. And we talk about, you'll hear the word within the healthcare industry about managing your diabetes.
Right.
Or managing your whatever condition that is mm-hmm. that you have. Mm-hmm. And the word management means that somebody outside of you with the problem is going to help to just pacify the situation. They're never going to fix it. Mm-hmm. They're certainly never going to cure it because cure is a four-letter word, literally, but it's a four-letter word in the healthcare industry that you're not allowed to claim that you can do for anybody because then that undermines the business of healthcare.
Mm-hmm. It's just a very, very odd thing the way we are dealing with this. I mean, when you think about healing, you know, there are things, you know, we live in a terminal world, so everyone is destined eventually to die. And so sometimes healing can mean coming to a peaceful terms with what your experience actually is. And there may be new ways that you have to be facing a truth about your circumstances. And so how does acceptance figure into what we think of as healing?
Well, acceptance is vital. It allows you to now to move forward and to come to peace within. And peace within is ultimately being healthy. It's interesting. I had a patient in my office this morning, and the stress that she deals with as a social worker on a daily basis
yeah.
and as being one of the she's a person in charge of a team mm-hmm. of social workers. So not only is she responsible for the patients that are under the team's care,
right.
she's also responsible for the other support staff, the other caregivers,
mm-hmm.
she's the one in charge of that. So not only does she take care of the patient, she also takes care of the employees. And a lot of times some of her employees really frustrate her with the choices that they make, the lack of understanding in terms of what's the best approach with them. And they bring her problems that shouldn't be problems. So she not only has to deal with the health of the individual, she has to deal with the uncertainties of her employees, and she has to micromanage all of them, and it basically is literally eating her up inside.
Mm-hmm.
And so the conversation that we had this morning specifically was about changing your perspective in terms of how you deal with things. There are some things that we can't change.
True.
Because we can't change them, you can either let them control you or you can find a way to come to peace with what they are
exactly.
and still live a life. We've talked in past shows about the late, great Christopher Reeves
mm-hmm.
and the fact that he broke his neck and was confined to a wheelchair as a quadriplegic. And it didn't stop him from engaging and experiencing and making a great example of how it is to go about living life until he ultimately succumbed to his health situation.
Yeah. I mean, he made movies. He spoke to Congress. He was an advocate for people who have similar injuries to him. So as I understand it, the term of healing means to become whole. And when you become ill or injured, when you're facing some kind of devastating diagnosis, there are ways you may need to incorporate into your self-identity, the new course your life is taking, just like you were talking about with Christopher Reeve. So how does that sort of diagnosis fit into the practice that you do?
Well, the term diagnosis is a sketchy term. The term diagnose literally means, when you break the word down, di means to, ag means not, and nos means to know. So the term diagnosis literally means two people who do not know. And my question has always been, now why would you want anyone to give you a name that they're not 100% sure of? So I do things differently, as we've already alluded to. The sum total of the imbalances that we find, areas that are not working perfectly and need support, are what I share with my practice members, and I allow them to understand what needs addressing to come to a solution and not set them up for just, quote, managing their health problem, which is a code name to treat the symptoms and never address the problem. And that's what medicine does. It treats the symptoms and it never addresses the real problem. And that in itself is the problem with our healthcare system. And health insurance is happy to keep people stuck in a problem. And that's not logical. It's not morally or ethically sound. And unfortunately, right now, that is the, quote, standard of care. And that's what the political pundits are fighting about in terms of, well, how do we divvy this up so that the pharmaceutical companies are still making lots of money, the doctors still have business, and the insurance companies, because everybody's afraid of developing a health issue, are making mountains of money because they charge high premiums.
Well, it's interesting because it's almost as if that whole fight is taking place in an enclosed stadium in the middle of the city. And what you're looking at is like, well, leave the stadium and deal with the rest of the city. Let's deal with the whole problem. I mean, when a doctor gives you a clean bill of health, if you are disease-free or they treat you with a medication if you're sick, but that's a totally different way to work. And the way that you work has nothing to do with just trying to treat the disease. You actually deal with the whole person.
Right. I deal with the whole person, and we get to the source of a person's issue, and when we address the source, whatever the person has seems to go away. And what I say to my patients is when you understand the why, then the what you have goes away. And so the concept of a clean bill of health is fascinating to me. I remember quite a number of years back in the Bush, the second Bush administration, and, mm-hmm. and Dick Cheney being his running mate, when he was running to support President Bush to become president, he had had a heart attack.
Right.
And when he came to New York, because I remember being outside and seeing the whole motorcade of him going by, at the back of the motorcade was an ambulance.
Oh, really?
And so what was interesting was going to the point where he had this heart attack and they put him in the hospital, and they showed on the news as a political ploy of sorts, they showed him coming out of the hospital and the announcer was saying that there's, you know, Vice President running Dick Cheney, who's being released from the hospital with a clean bill of health. And I remember looking at the television and thinking to myself, how did they push that bill through Congress so quickly? Because there's no way in heck that this man is healthy, not even remotely healthy. And so the concept of a clean bill of health is quite expensive and puts people in debt for perhaps the rest of their life. And how is that beneficial? And even if they can give you, quote, a clean bill of health, they want you to come back to see if the problem comes back. They always have you come back for monitoring. When you're, quote, in remission with cancer, they have you come back every once in a while to see if the cancer comes back. Why? Because in the back of their mind, they know they didn't fix the problem. They got rid of the daughter cells. They didn't get rid of the mother cell. And if the mother cell goes on a bender of some sort, then the cancer is going to come back. And they know that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just how do you get people into the healthcare system, and how do you keep them stuck in the spider's web?
I mean, there are more and more people advocating the type of approach to healthcare that you talk about, and even people who've come out of the medical professions are to a large extent beginning to understand the very basic things that you talk about often, which are the major forms of the major things that lead to health problems are the kinds of foods that we're eating. The fact that we are living in a somewhat polluted environment, and so we have toxins in our body that we can't get rid of. And in your practice, you begin the practice by being a hands-on professional. You're a hands-on person. And in fact, that's what it means to be a chiropractor, right? That means that you heal by hand.
Right. The word chiropractic means to heal by hand, and so the practice of healing by hand, and it's a Greek word, and love the Greek culture and love the Greek history and love going to Greece, etc. But again, chiropractic is to heal by hand, and did you know that Jesus was a chiropractor?
Really?
Well, they didn't really talk about healing by hand back then, but isn't that what Jesus did? He was a faith healer that could heal by hand and, you know, put his hands on you and transform your health condition and
right.
help the lame walk and the blind see and the, you know, mm-hmm. all of that kind of stuff. And so it's important that faith is a very, very big piece of the puzzle. And if you don't think that you're going to get well, you're probably not going to get well no matter what they throw at you. Okay. I had a good friend of my parents and the parents of one of my younger brother's very, very good friends through high school, he developed testicular cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And he beat his testicular cancer and the cancer that came after that that affected a kidney, and he had to lose a kidney and all of that. And what was interesting was a number of years later when he came to my office and we spent a lot of time talking, I asked him questions about his process of going through cancer because I wanted to learn from his experience. And I said to him, I said, Jim, tell me a little bit about what it was like being given the diagnosis. And he says, well, my doctor brought my wife and I into a room and he sat us down and then he got very quiet and somber and he looked at us and he says, you know, I wish I could tell you that things were better than they are, but you have cancer
mm-hmm.
and you're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the second half of that sentence
yeah.
that Jim hung on to. And with the help of his wife, who was a very, very strong, supportive woman, he knew that he was going to get through his cancer. And that's what he told me. He had the faith to get through his cancer because he had faith in his doctor, he had faith in his wife, and he had faith in what his doctor had said.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that, you know, that sort of stimulates in my thought the idea of, I've heard this concept of the placebo effect, and there's also a concept called the nocebo effect, where the placebo effect is you're given, you think you're getting the medication that you need to get healthy, and because you believe it, even if it's a sugar pill, we see that 30 or 40% of the people end up getting healthy. By the same token, you have the nocebo effect, where people don't believe they're going to get healthy, and even if they're given the very thing that would help them get healthy, they don't recover their health.
Right, and that has to do, and again, that goes back to the conversation that I had with the woman this morning, is the fact that you have to change your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
In the Bible, it talks about if life strikes you and smites you,
mm-hmm.
you're asked to turn the other cheek. Now, most people think that, okay, if you just slap me on the left side of my face, why should I offer you the right side? And that's because they don't necessarily follow the logic of what the words say, because they're not as direct as we would like them to be in our current
mm-hmm.
language.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, by turning the other cheek, what you're literally doing is you're changing your perspective. And when you change your perspective from being, this is a negative thing, okay, well, good, God's given me something. How can I turn this into a strength? How can I turn this into a positive? How can I see the benefit of what I've been given? And it's changing the perspective of how you receive what it is that is going on in you currently. So if it is a health condition, okay, and even if it's a devastating health condition, okay, take the perspective of Christopher Reeves. Okay. Don't let it define you. You mm-hmm. define you. You take on the position of what this means for you. Okay. It's a little bit of a hurdle, or maybe it's a huge hurdle. Okay. Go get some rappelling gear. Go get out some mountain climbing gear and figure out how to overcome and get over whatever it is that you're dealing with.
Well, I don't know if it's even getting over what you're dealing with, because perhaps you can't get over what you're dealing with, but that change of perspective you were talking about, which is kind of the beginning place, which is to look at the things that come to you in life, and instead of looking at them as the things that are defeating you in life, look at them as the challenges that you get to deal with, the things that will help you grow and increase who you are as a human being, because being a human being isn't about just the activities that we do. There's a deeper part of ourselves. I mean, you and I know
right,
this.
The spiritual process of life. Okay, the physical is what it is. The way that we get through, and help to clarify the spiritual process through physicality. Mm-hmm. And so when I say to get over, I mean I look at it like, okay, you're standing at the bottom of a mountain, and you just can't simply step over it.
No,
and whatever the condition is going to be a mountain of a journey. Good, get to climbing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be overwhelmed with the size of the mountain, because a journey is one step at a time, regardless of how long the journey is. And so get to taking the action that, you know what, I'm going to learn something about myself. I'm going to go through a spiritual process in my dealing with whatever this situation is. And the perspective that I bring to it, I can come at it from I'm already defeated by it, and those mm-hmm. people usually die of whatever their condition is.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like Jim did, is he took a positive approach. He believed in what his doctor said. He believed that his wife would be there for him. He didn't feel that he was alone in his situation, and he was willing to stay the course to come out the other side of whatever that is. And that's about a person's character. That's about a person's spirit. That's about a person's willingness to engage life, regardless of what the terms are that God has quote, blessed them with.
Well, to take that back to what it means to be a chiropractor and to heal by hand, I mean, you brought in this idea that the healing powers of somebody like a Jesus who could heal by hand, he wasn't necessarily manipulating people's spines the way that we typically think of a chiropractor.
Right.
And what you do is one fundamental aspect of what you do is that you help a person's body become aligned so that the communication system within the body is able to find its way back to a state of health.
Right, and so the things can flow the way that they're intended to flow, as opposed to being interfered with and ultimately creating backlogs and backups and then having conditions manifest as a result of things not flowing mm-hmm. the way that they're supposed to. You as a Tai Chi master, mm-hmm. okay, when I was taking your class and you were showing me the difference between the right position versus the wrong position, and when I was not quite in the right position, which didn't, looking at it from an untrained eye, you know, you're moving me maybe a quarter of an inch, but that quarter of an inch was the difference between being able to push me over with a simple finger versus putting all your weight into it and me being rock solid strong.
Right.
So it's about being in the flow and allowing the flow to create the strength and the foundation and the support of the body doing its job. And we're challenged every day by the different stresses that we experience. And with a woman I was dealing with this morning, most of what her stress is how she internalizes what's going on outside of her.
Right.
Because the people that she deals with on the outside of her are the effects, or are being controlled by the circumstances, and she's trying to take control of the circumstances. But when somebody doesn't do the right thing and they keep spilling the milk, no matter how many times you teach them not to spill the milk, and you get to deal with the consequences of having to clean up the milk, every time you have to clean up the milk, you start to get a little bit more irritated and frustrated. But guess what? I'm going to keep a good game face. I'm not going to get upset with the person, because it's not their fault that they keep spilling the milk. I have to keep reminding myself of that. And in her particular situation, she now has to change the way the way that I helped her format it is, it's like, okay, you're going to the gym and you're doing another rep. You're not upset with the weights because you brought them down to your chest and now you have to do another bench press. No, you're choosing to do the bench press. Well, when a person gives you another challenge to overcome, mm-hmm. instead of seeing it as a detriment, see it as great, I get to do another rep. I get to prove to myself that I'm strong enough to handle this. I get to solve a problem. I get to use my intellect to show that I'm in charge of this, that I'm controlling it. It's not controlling me. And that's the difference between somebody who's going to get well versus somebody who's going to be stuck in their condition.
This is a very important conversation we're having, Doc Rick. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I'd like to talk to you more about healing and the perspective that you bring to it.
Absolutely. You, the listener, please listen to this next commercial. I appreciate you being here, and we'll look forward to continuing this conversation on the other side of our commercial.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Do you have health concerns? Are you or a loved one struggling with a health condition that has you worried? Worried it might get worse? Worried you will never be able to do the things you love anymore? Worried your life is slowly slipping away? Do you have a chronic pain condition? Do you have a specific health concern? Do you have concerns about your child's health? Do you want to learn about health and wellness? If you said yes to any of these questions, you need to go to spineboy.com. Spineboy.com is your information center for all your health concerns and how to restore and improve your health to its highest level. Spineboy.com has over 1,000 articles on different health concerns. Spineboy.com will inform you about your health concerns and what you can do without all the harmful medications and invasive surgeries. If you would like to restore and improve your health, go to spineboy.com. 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 Naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. If you want to get a hold of me, the best way to do that would be to call my cell phone at area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. That is my cell phone. I will be the one answering the phone. Please do not text that phone, as I do not receive texts on that phone. It's only designed to receive phone calls, because I feel that's the best way to communicate. But if you are so inclined and want to send me a message, please send it via email, which is docrick, D-O-C-R-I-C-K, at spineboy.com, docrick at spineboy.com. And again, it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have. And so today, Mark and I have been talking about healthcare, the difficulty with the healthcare system, and helping to bring a person back into balance and creating the correct mindset in order for that to happen, and sometimes seeing your health issue as a blessing, because it's going to put you on a journey of learning about yourself that you would never go on otherwise.
Well, we're talking about healing, not about anything else. And in your practice, you work with patients to prevent them from ever becoming seriously ill. And is that because your focus is on health as opposed to being focused on sickness?
That's part of it, Mark. My job is to find points of interference, understand why they resulted, and then determine what needs to be done to remedy that once and for all. And part of finding what creates interference has to do with the individual, their lifestyle, the choices that they make, the conditions that they find themselves in, whether it's an unhappy marriage, whether it's an unhappy job, whether it's being a caretaker for a sick family member that you don't have any control over helping them. You're just there to help care for them and show them love, et cetera. And that, you know, these circumstances is what weighs on a person's mind, and a lot of that changes their mindset. And so trying to help them see the benefit of whatever their condition is and develop a positive outlook and to help them transcend their condition as opposed to succumb to their condition is really part of all of it. And in the process of doing that, I certainly help them facilitate their body to function better all along the way.
Well, and in order to do what you do, you have a radically different approach to finding out how to communicate with a person about what's going on, so that you can actually deal with a lot more subtle aspects of a person's balanced state of being. And the method that you use, which, you know, we were talking about faith before and how much faith has an important role in the healing process. But there's also a faith that in the intelligence of the body, and that the body has a knowledge and that extends beyond what we know in our brain or what we have from book knowledge and things like that. And the method that you use is called manual muscle testing. It's extremely sensitive. Can you explain how that works?
Certainly. It's based in the natural energy that every person or object in the world has, and the energy in my practice member is evaluated for balance versus imbalance based on establishing certain known truths of, is the body processing information properly? Is it interpreting the information properly? And is it upregulating and downregulating the information properly. And once we establish that all of those are working and they're balanced and doing how they're supposed to, then we can then evaluate the body for dysfunction, for interference. And once we understand the dysfunctions and the interferences, then it just becomes a quest of understanding, well, what's going to help to bring the body back into balance, back into harmony, back to holism and balance the body holistically.
Well, I know you've been doing this for many years, so I know that you have a lot of faith in its ability to work. Will it require that a patient believe in it in order for it to actually be effective?
For them to believe that it works,
that
certainly will make it more effective, but gravity works whether you agree with it or not. And there are certain physiological responses. If you stimulate the body a certain way, it's going to have a response whether you believe in it or not.
True.
For instance, if I ask a person, and the listener can do this right now, if I ask you to imagine biting into a lemon, okay, right now, what's typically going on in your mouth?
You kind of salivate.
You're salivating. Now, right. You're not actually biting into a lemon right now, but if you were, even just imagining that you are, you get a physiological response. That's going to happen whether a person believes it or not. Mm-hmm. And so using manual muscle testing and knowing that it's a form of neurofeedback, and then once we establish that that's working properly, our ability to then go evaluate different aspects of the body, and usually we start where they're already complaining, because that's a known entity.
Right.
They know it's a problem.
They're bringing it
to me. Mm-hmm. I have them put a hand on wherever their pain is, in a shoulder, knee, belly, whatever, head. And we just simply see if the previous test of the muscle was strong.
Right.
And now they bring in the problem area into the equation, and they're holding that, and I ask them to hold their arm up. Their arm goes weak. And they get to physically experience, no matter how much they try to hold their arm up, and my dad is notorious for this, he will fight me tooth and nail to keep his arm from going down, even when he knows there's a problem. And I'm like, Dad, you don't have to give yourself a hernia. You don't have to break your shoulder to just prove to me that you're strong. I know you're strong. This has nothing to do with strength. It's just, is the circuit flowing the way that it's supposed to, or is it being interfered with? And if it's being interfered with, it's going to create a muscle weakness indicating that there's interference going on.
Well, this is beautiful, because what that actually means, what you're saying, is that you will have the experience of it so you can believe what you experience in your own life with your own body.
Right. It's an experience for the person with the issue. And as they, if I continue to show them relationships between the weakness and what will help to repair the weakness or restore balance to the weakness, create more balance within the body, they get to experience the return to strength. And seeing that difference, feeling it, experiencing it for themselves, helps to create that sense of faith. Faith is believing in something that you can't see. So when I show them experientially a weakness going back to rock solid strong by adding something to the equation or stimulating something within the person's body, etc., when they see the muscle test return to strength, whereas there was none to begin with, that is a has a profound effect on them.
It has to have a very profound effect on the person. And I think some people get a little scared by it, even, because they're like, "What? How that seems like magical?"
Right, but it seems like a Jedi mind trick.
but this the roots of what you're doing actually have a long history, much longer than Western medicine.
Way back in the day, 7,000 years ago, I remember it like it was yesterday. No, I wasn't there for it. We didn't have television. We didn't have the internet. Heck, we didn't even have books. Okay. So people would observe their environment and try to understand the relationships of why the seasons changed, why the sun comes up and goes down, and night and day, and all of those kinds of things. And so they spent a lot of time studying and observing the patterns and the rhythms of life. And they learned that there was this flow to life that we've talked about. And, well, what do you have to do to stay in the flow? And so things like Tai Chi developed, and Qigong, and you know, feng shui and all of these things within the Asian cultures, the Japanese, the Chinese, the Koreans, etc., they develop this system of balance and understanding how to stay in balance and in harmony with their environment. Mm-hmm. And out of that, they would notice these different energetic points that are in different lines within the body known as meridians, and they develop meridian-type healing and acupuncture, and all of those things developed out of just simply observing the natural rhythms and the flows within the body and what it takes to maintain that flow and how do you reestablish that flow if it goes out of balance, and how to live life harmoniously.
And you see that there are healers from the Far East who have spent their lives studying this stuff, who are able to even use their pulses. I mean, this is something out of the Chinese medical mm-hmm. world and Tibetan, where people can actually tell you what's going on inside your body simply by feeling the different pulses that they
right,
that they
in a person's wrist or looking at a person's eyes or doing tongue diagnosis and
right.
those sorts of things. And it's fascinating, having spent a lot of time in China and seen a lot of their traditional healings and that kind of stuff. I remember going to see the Shaolin warriors perform.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy spent, I don't know, a good 5 minutes sitting on the edge of the stage while other performers were performing, and you were supposed to not really pay attention to him. But I was really intrigued by just watching what he was doing, and he was compressing energy right uh-huh. into his dantian, or his hara, right in the middle of his belly there, kind of thing, and he kept compressing this energy right there, and I'm like, I wonder what he's going to do with that. And eventually, when he was ready, four of his fellow participants, one at each end of his arms and his legs, picked him up.
Mm-hmm.
And they balanced him on the tip of a sword that had just cut through a huge watermelon like a hot knife through butter. I mean, there was no resistance. You could see how sharp this blade was,
yeah.
And they put it in a stand, and it was pointing straight up towards the ceiling, and they picked him up and they placed him on top of that, right in the center where he was focusing the energy. And he was able to balance himself without anybody holding him in that position. Just to be in that position, to be able to suspend yourself with your arms and legs out, that in itself is a magical feat.
Yeah.
Okay, but to balance yourself on the tip of a spear without it hurting you whatsoever, I just found that absolutely fascinating. And for me, it helps us appreciate what the human mind is capable of and what Jesus was able to do in terms of energetically helping somebody who was blind now be able to see and take away, you know, crippled people, and it'll help them to walk and make them as good as new. And we've lost sight of that. But Jesus did say, ye too can do all this and more.
And more.
And manual muscle testing is a gateway into understanding how far we can go. And as far as I'm concerned, I've been doing it for over 30 years. I'm right at the threshold of just getting into the room. You know?
Yeah, yeah, I understand.
Even with all my experience, I'm like right
there's
at the
more,
very beginning
there's much
stages.
More.
Oh,
yeah.
I know, there's so much more.
Yeah.
And allowing it to evolve based upon the wonderful people that come to see me for help allows me to continue to hone and develop that tool and go to different depths based upon what is required in order to help the person.
Brilliant.
And I believe that it's divinely guided and that it's within the laws of God and working with the tools that God has given me.
Well, clearly you're not working with anything outside of the human realm. I mean, you're working with the person, you're working with yourself, you're working with manual muscle testing, so you have something physical to relate it to.
Right.
It's not anything outside the realm of what we know on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, and it's nice that it I come to work every day and I challenge my faith. Mm-hmm. I challenge it with every person who sits in front of me. It's like, okay, I know that some of these things are true because I've seen them for over 30 years. Let's see if it applies to this person.
Right.
Let's see if it applies to the next person. I got a new person coming in. I've never seen this condition before, but I have faith that I can help them. And let's see if the laws and the rules and the things that I've learned to be true apply to this person as well.
Absolutely. I do the same thing where I tell people, don't try to prove it. Try to disprove it.
Right. So yeah. I come to work every day challenging the premises that I've been practicing for over 30 years to validate their effectiveness. But also, if I challenge it with a new person, then it's a completely new equation. And let's see if it still works.
Yeah. Oh, this is a great conversation, Doc Rick. We do need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to finish up this conversation about healing and what it means to heal in faith.
Absolutely, but please listen to this commercial, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Do you have health concerns? Are you or a loved one struggling with a health condition that has you worried? Worried it might get worse? Worried you will never be able to do the things you love anymore? Worried your life is slowly slipping away? Do you have a chronic pain condition? Do you have a specific health concern? Do you have concerns about your child's health? Do you want to learn about health and wellness? If you said yes to any of these questions, you need to go to spineboy.com. Spineboy.com is your information center for all your health concerns and how to restore and improve your health to its highest level. Spineboy.com has over 1,000 articles on different health concerns. Spineboy.com will inform you about your health concerns and what you can do without all the harmful medications and invasive surgeries. If you would like to restore and improve your health, go to spineboy.com. 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 Naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. If you want to get a hold of me, the best way to do that is to call my cell phone directly. My cell phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have. Please don't text that phone, as it does not receive texts. And if you want to do the whole texting thing, do it in the form of an email. And you can email me at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And again, it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have. So today, Mark and I have been talking about, for lack of a better term, faith healing.
Well, healing in faith. And one of the things that I'm sure is a question that people have is, how do you know that the information that you get through this manual muscle testing is actually truthful?
Well, I do 30 different techniques in my repertoire.
Really?
And a lot of them come at the body from different perspectives, and they all correlate to the same types of imbalances. So I have at least 6 or 7 different ways to ask the body if what I'm finding in the first evaluation is true. Mm-hmm. And I will use those other 6 or 7 different methods to confirm what the first one showed me. And then if the solution that I'm applying helps the bodies and the muscles go back to being strong, then that helps to validate that this is the right circumstance, this is the correct imbalance, and this is the right solution for it. And so when you've been doing it, and it's even hard for me to fathom the fact that I've been doing this for over 30 years, and I, at this particular point, have no idea the number of people all over the world that I've helped, because I just do this wherever it is that I go, because I'm living the purpose that God gave me, which is to help other human beings facilitate better health outcomes. So it doesn't matter where I am in the world. My wife and I go on vacation, and I ultimately end up helping people where we are with their health, just because it's next to impossible for me not to be that person. Mm-hmm. And, so just seeing the results that I've had over the last 30-plus years of helping people, no matter where we are in the world, no matter what the person's health problem mm-hmm. is, et cetera, you know, that really emphasizes the effectiveness of what it is that I do. And coming in as a skeptic myself and challenging the premises that I've been taught really helps to drive home and increase my faith in what it is that I do and the things that I've seen and the way that people get well is very powerful.
Well, it struck me when you were talking just now that typically if I have a health problem and it's been ongoing, let's say I've had a health problem for the last year and I come and see you and you do muscle testing and then you find a solution and say, well, I tested this and it was weak when we found the problem and then I gave you the solution and it tested strong. But the healing and the process of getting my health back, that's not an instantaneous process necessarily. So when you find that, oh, this would help this person, this would help my patient, but now there's a course of treatment that you might go through with that person.
Yeah, so, the person now, this is where the rubber meets the road. This is where the actual work takes place, mm-hmm. okay? If the person doesn't apply the remedy, doesn't apply it fully, doesn't apply it at all, that's the difference between them getting well and them not getting well. And sometimes I have to have the conversation with the patient, okay, is it truly your intention to get well, or have you built a whole lifestyle around having this particular problem and now you're just continuing to hold on to your problem? And there, you know, I have to figure out a subtle way in order to weed out the difference between the two so that I know that I'm dealing with somebody who's truly invested in getting well versus there are people out there, believe it or not, Mark, that invest in staying sick because they've built a lifestyle around it. They get a certain amount of attention. And if that problem of theirs was to go away, they wouldn't get the same attention that they're getting now, and they wouldn't know how to live
well,
that.
Well, it changes your identity. If you identify yourself as, oh, I'm a person, and this is who I am. I'm diabetic, or I have a heart condition, and you're invested in that as your identity. If you change that, you have to change your self-identity.
Right.
And that can be a trouble.
The people that have these conditions, and I realize I'm generalizing, and I believe there are people out there that don't mm-hmm. understand what it is that I'm saying, and I'm not trying to offend any of them, but there are people with conditions like chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia or chronic Lyme. I went to a Lyme support group, okay, mm-hmm. and showed people what the solution is to their Lyme, and not one of them called me. And that helped me to appreciate the fact that, you know what, they've set up their whole identity by having Lyme, that they're not willing to let go of that identity. And that's their lot in life and where they're stuck.
It strikes me that when people's minds are closed to something like what you're offering, it doesn't make sense to me that there's no risk involved in trying
right.
what you're offering.
Exactly.
You know, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Right.
What's
you
not
haven't
working,
lost anything.
You haven't lost anything.
Exactly.
What's not working now is not working then. So why? What's the reason to resist the possibility that there may be a solution
and
for
it's,
you?
And it's interesting, and no disrespect to the whole medical profession, but there are some times where I'll have a conversation with a medical doctor and I'll offer a different perspective, and I can see that perspective challenged their way of thinking. And a doctor who is truly trying to be a healer mm-hmm. will consider what it is that I'm saying. Mm-hmm. The doctor who's just stuck in their particular lane with blinders on and just going
right. to
ram the same treatment down everybody's throat, whether it's appropriate or not, won't consider what I'm saying. And it goes back to what I was just going to say when you first mentioned it. The mind is like a parachute. It only works if it's open. And that's what the whole purpose of this show is to give people the opportunity to open their mind to a different way. And
guess what? You can open your mind simply by listening to what's being said. It's not changing anything. It's not asking you to do anything. You can simply hear and say, if it's interesting to you, maybe you might want to make that phone call. And I know we're about out of time today. So if somebody's mind has been opened in the course of our conversation and they want to reach you, what is the best way to get hold of you?
Best way to do that, Mark, would be to ask them to call my cell phone. It's the phone that I carry with me everywhere I go, whether I'm seeing my patients in New York or whether I'm seeing my patients in Pooler or any other place that I happen to be. That cell phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. I'll be the one answering the phone. Would love to talk to you. If you want to send me an email, please don't text that phone, but if you want to send me an email, by all means, please do. That's docrick@spineboy.com, docrick@spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for tuning in. I'm going to ask you to tune back in next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will.
Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill. I looked on the internet, checked out a medical site. It said you may not be depressive, but then again you might, if you're worried that you are.